I find it sort of interesting that some of you like to sit next to the pastor and some of them don't. We've been talking about our church over the last few weeks, haven't we? Do you remember some of the things we've talked about? What are some of the things we've talked about? Oh, you remember?
The communion table.
Excellent.
Sanctuary.
And the sanctuary, yes. No, we haven't talked about the pastor. Have we talked about this thing right here? The pulpit? Yes, we've talked about the pulpit. Right? We've talked about music. Yeah, Devin. You've talked about candles. That's right. And the light of Christ. Yes, you talked about that with Pastor Darren. You talked about the candle lighter. The stick thing. Is that what Pastor Darren called it? All right. That's what I'd call it. All right, good. We've talked about our Bible. So we've talked about lots of things about our church, right? And there's something that I want to talk about that is, I think, one of the most important parts of the church. Can anyone guess what it is that might be one of the most important parts of the church? What do you think? You think it's God. I think that's an excellent answer. It's not quite the answer I'm looking for, but it's a great, great answer. Did you have an answer? Did you have a guess? It's okay if you don't. You forgot. That's okay. That's okay. Any other guesses? Cameron has a guess.
The people?
The people. All those people out there. He has an advantage of living with the pastor. All right, good. All those people out there. Do you think that if just the pastor and a couple other people showed up to read scriptures and words and things, do you think if those were the only people who showed up, do you think church would be quite the same? No, I don't think church would be quite the same. Who would they read? Who would we read the scriptures to? Who would we read the prayers to? What was that? That's right. If there aren't so many people here, there's not so many people learning, are there? Now, sometimes we talk about the church as just those people out there, but what about you guys up here? Some people say the children are the future of the church. How many of you think that's true? Yeah? I think that's true, but I also think that the children are the church of today, not just the church of tomorrow. I think you all are just important as all those people out there, and I think you all are just important as all the leaders up here. That's right. Being the church of the future means that you are going to be growing up and taking on some of the leadership of the church. We certainly hope for that. But we also need to think about the children today, not just tomorrow. You all are an important part of the church. These people are an important part of the church. If we were singing a hymn and there were no people here, it just wouldn't sound as good, would it? I don't think so. I tell you what, as a preacher, when I stand up and I talk for 15 or 20 minutes, or longer sometimes, I get a lot of important feedback from the people who are here, just by facial expressions and body language. That's what helps me know when I'm preaching too long. Yeah. These people are really important. These people are important because all of you do the work of the church. When it comes to showing up and feeding people on Wednesday nights with our Wednesday night ministry, when it comes to people who teach Sunday school, when it comes to people who sing in the choirs, it's the people of the church who are one of the most important parts of the church. So will you guys all do something with me really quick? I'm going to count to three, and I want you to say thank you to all these people. Okay? And I want you all to say thank you to these kids. And together we can all say thank you to our musicians and choir. Okay? One, two, three. Thank you. Awesome. Now, I want to pray, and if you remember the way I like to say it, is I like to pray in for you all to repeat after me, okay? And you all can join in too. Dear God, thank you for your people. We know that we are your children. We're created in your image. Help us to remember that when we see the people of the church, we see you. Thank you, God. Amen.